Ako mu smo gdje trej, pa dvine sakam, pa sakam, više lakam, da voli da lakas je. Eilu dvorim, these are the things, eilu dvorim, šelovde kehovim, that comes from a guy, a surin, it's also for Jew to use it, eat it, the surin isuri hano, it's also also to have any enjoyment from it. There's an isur hano upon these things. Number one is hayayin, wine. Stam yayin by a guy is yayin nesach, midiraisa. If a guy would take some wine and pour it, we'll see the sugis later, and pour it in front of the Avodah Zorah, he would make that yayin yayin nesach, which is also midiraisa bano. Midirabonon, any wine that a guy touches also becomes yayin nesach midirabonon. So yayin wine from a guy is also bano. Vehachoymetz vinika. Shalovdi kechovim shoyu mitchilosan yayin. Because at the beginning it was wine, then it changed sour by the guy. So the Issa still remains. Notice, first it was wine, it was Yayin Esach. So the Chiddush is, even though it changes now into vinegar, still it's Asa. The Issa does not go off. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. The Cheres Hadraini. Cheres as an earthly pitcher, Hadraini comes from the place Raini. What they used to do there was, they used to, like, put wine in it and let the wine seep in to evaporate into the Kli. And later, when they go to war, they would take this kli and throw it into a pitcher of water and it would give off the tam of wine. The kids of this kli has dissolved inside it strong taste of wine. Therefore, it's considered like Yayin Nesach, but it's also Asa B'Hano. Hadriani. Okay. Right. B'Yoris Levuvin. If you have skin of an animal that by the heart it's cut out, there's a hole by the heart of the heart. So Rashi says, Shekurin Kegalev used to cut by the heart of the animal. When the animal's alive, they would pull out the heart of the animal. That's the way they would be over the Avodah Zorah. Or Mr. Samishim Zivcha Mesim. Therefore, the whole animal is called like a Zevach of a mace, and therefore, the whole animal now is also Bano. So if you receive some skin, that you have the skin of the animal, the only thing that's missing on this skin is a round hole where the heart was, so you know they worship with this animal, it's a Zevach Mace, it's also Bano. It depends. If it's a round hole, so also, then you know that's the way they took out the lathe for their Avodah Zorah. But Moshech, if the hole is, the slit is straight, a long straw slit, then mutter, then it's okay, that's not the derech for them to be able to Avodah Zorah that way. They did not take out the heart, it's not a zevech of a mace. If you saw them bringing in meat into the Avodah Zorah, into the church, then it's okay. So they did not use it yet. They did not worship with it yet. They're only bringing it in. So if it's on the way in, they did not worship with this meat yet, it's still mutter to have anor from the meat. But the hayotzei, any meat that comes out of a base of Avodah Zorah, also, then it's also for Jew to have any enjoyment even to sell that meat. If neishu kizivche meisim, because for sure you have to say they use that meat for takrulus, for korban, for their Avodah Zorah. So we'll see in the Gemara, any korban that's brought is a lach of a zevach of a mace, as lach like a mace, and therefore it's also banor. Just like a mace is also banor, a korban for an Avodah Zorah is also banor. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Ha'ochin latarfus. If you see the goyim on the way to go into their base of Avodah Zorah, latarfus, Rashi's litzois, and Zavach Chovim, from Rochit, they're going on a trip now to go towards their base of Avodah Zorah. Halacha is then also losses yimoyim. A Jew is not allowed to do business with them. Because since they're on the way there, if you give them a good business deal, they'll only go and be moida to their Avodah Zorah. That's back like the first mission we had. So you're causing them to be over Avodah Zorah. But for Haboyin, if you meet them when they're coming home from the base of Avodah Zorah, then Mutarim, then it's okay. But they're not going to go now to thank the Avodah Zorah anymore. They're leaving the Avodah Zorah. So now on their way home, it's permissible to do business with them. Noidai Sarvdi Khovim, a flask. A noidus usually is a flask made from skin. So a skin flask that most probably they put inside of their wine. So Noidai Sarvdi Khovim, the Kankineim, real step barrels, a barrel of the Kli Cheris, an earthly Kli, that they first stored their wine in it. And now a Jew received it and it was empty. And now a Jew put his wine inside it. The Yain Shah Yiswah Khanas Ben. And now a Jew is storing his wine in this flask or in this barrel. The lachar is asurin v'yisurin yisuri hanod divrei Rabbi Meir, that the Jew's wine becomes like Yayin Nesach. We say the tam, the taste of the wine that's inside the barrel comes out now and gives that taste into the wine, the Jewish wine, and therefore becomes Asabano. We'll see in the Gemara, even though it was first Nivloni Belua, there was no band, there was nothing really there that you could see, but since the Mice is tam of an Avodah Zarah, tam of Yayin Nesach, we'll see in the Gemara, the Rabbanon of Diraisa, why is still Asabano. Diver Rabbi Meir, the Chomer and the Chom say no, any Sur and Sur no, here it's not so strong. Since the wine is not the ain, you cannot see the wine, it's only the taste, the dried up taste that's in the pitcher. So when that taste comes out and goes into the other wine, it does not make it asa bahano. Mashmi, it's asa bachila. To drink it, it's asa. But bahano, it's muta bahano. We'll see in the Gemara, the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chomer. Now, hachatsanim v'yazagim. You have the pits and the shells of grapes that the goyim just got finished making their wine from. Shalosi kechavim. Sa'asurim v'yisurim yisuriyah no. Here, Rabbi Meir. This is called like it's dead. It's called like you have the real taste here of the Yayin Nesach. You have the pits and the shells that they made that came out of their Yayin, so it still has the Yisra of Yayin Nesach on it. It's even Asa Bahano. A Jew cannot do any business, cannot sell this. It's Asa Bahano. No enjoyment. Hebrew Rabbi Neya. Bachom Mayim, it depends. Lachin Asurim. If the pits and shells are still a little bit wet, they have some Lechus, they have some Yayin in it, then it's Asa Bahano. Yevashim, if they're dried out, I think the Mor says a year, if it's dried out, Rashi says Yalacha means Kosh Dei Masachodesh. The first 12 months is still called Lach, and it's also Bano. But after 12 months, then the pits and the shells become Mutta Bano. Also seen in the Gemara. Master still also Bachila, but Bano be Mutta. Now, Ha Murius, that's brine fish. Rashi says Shemen Shodogim. That's the brine, the oil that comes out of fish. Ugvinas Beisunaiki. If you have cheese that comes from this place, Beisunaiki. Shalodzei Kechogim. Of Goyisha cheese there. Asurin Visurin Yisuriyah Nodir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds in this city. And Beisunaiki cheese that comes from the Goyim there, not only is it Osa Bachila, but it's even Osa Bano. Both the Murayis and the Gvinas. What's the reason why? So Rashi says, Shem Iru Vayayin. Because in this place, they used to mix in wine. So in the Marayis is Tam. If you have this oil, the oil from the fish, you have to be afraid the Goyim mix inside of wine. Wine makes it taste good. So therefore, the Yayin Nesach is inside this oil of the fish, this brine. So it's Asa Bano. Secondly, the cheese that comes from Beisunaiki is also Asa Bano. Rashi says, Shem Akvar, in this city. Other Goyisha cheese, Mutorim Bano. Other cheese you're allowed to have enjoyment from, you could sell them. Gemara Mefarash will explain why is this worse. The Chom and the Chom say, the Chom Maimim know, Eini Sur Nisuri Hano. They all know that this cheese that comes from Beis Nike is not worse than regular Gvina Sakum, that it's also Bachilus Ossetidit, but Bano it's Mutter. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlaikas is. Omer Rav Yehuda. Show Rabbi Shmuel Hashem Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Kishoyim Alchem Maderech, when they were both traveling on the road, so Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Omaloi, Mithnei Ma Osru Gvinas Avi Kechavim, why the clouds that also teach cheese, Goyisha cheese, what's wrong with it? Chorus only milk? Milk is okay? What's wrong with Gvinas Akum? So Omaloi, so Rabbi Yeshua answered back and said, that the way they curd up the cheese, they make the cheese, is they use the keva, the stomach of a nevela. They use the juice from the keva. They use the rennet. They use that rennet to curd up the cheese. So therefore, it's trife like. That's the yisa. They use the keva shel nevela, the stomach of an animal that's a nevela. Omaloi, so on this, the Yeshua said back, va'aloi kevas oila. Listen. If you have the stomach of a korban oila, chamura mikevas nevela, there's a bigger issa to have enjoyment from a korban oila than there is from a regular nevela. A korban oila is asa bano, and is an issa no yichayiv mila. Any enjoyment you have from a korban oila, yichayiv an issa mila. Where if you stand to have enjoyment from a nevela is muta bano. So a korban oila is more asa than a nevela is. And still, Omer was said that koyin, of regular kohen, Shadaito Yofo, that he's feeling pretty good today. Sorfoy Chai, if he wants to, he could drink down the rennet from Oyma. Means if he's feeling okay, his stomach's all right today, he could take the keva, he could take the stomach out of the carbon oyma and make a crisscross there and get the fine juice that comes out. And if he wants to, he could drink it. And the reason is because it's called Teresh Bialma. It's called like junk. It's not called part of the animal. It doesn't have the issa of a carbon oyma on it. It's still like Teresh. Still like some the junk that comes out. So that has no halacha of the animal itself. We'll see in the Gemara. So he's asking the same thing here by a keva shalavela. What's wrong if the goyim use rennet from the stomach of an animal and the vela, that stuff is not edit. It's like a perish bialma. See, excrement like. It has no isurim on it. So why do you say the cheese becomes asa? So v'lohoydeloi. And the chum did not answer back to the first mandium. One mandium says the kohen's allowed to. And the second mandium says no, he's not allowed to. Avlomu, but it was said, a nenin v'loy malin. Like midrabanan, it's also to have anor from this cave of an oyma. But if you do have anor, there's no issa diraisa. Mashmein malin, there's no issa mila. So, and why? We'll soon see. So Rashi says, because it's a carbon oyma. So for carbon oyma, here the rabbanan made exera not to. But mashra by regular nevela, there's not even an issa rabbanan. So you'll have to have enjoyment or even eat this rennet. So what's the issa then? What are we afraid about? So Armullah, he said back to him like this. So Rabbi Shu answered back to him like this. The problem is they use the cave, they use the stomach from a small eagle that they worship the Avodah Zorah with. So it's like Takruvas Avodah Zorah. So Takruvas Avodah Zorah, here the whole thing is also Banor. The Rashi says, the Kevas Egle Avodah Zorah, Shenasullah Takrubas. They use this for the korban to worship the Avodah Zorah. Now, the Gabi Avodah Zorahim, Afilu Perish Asa. Even the perish, even the junk inside the stomach, is also Asa Banor. Why? The Nichalei Fenapche. Because the mice is called part of the animal, it makes the animal fatter. And it makes it look nicer. So anything that's inside the animal is Asa Banor, the Perish of Takrubas Avodah Zorah. We'll see.
Today the rare synthetic.
Right, so if the answer to back true, it's not because of kevas nevela, there would be muta, but because of the keva that they use from an eagle that they worship, they use it for korban for avodah zara. Therefore, even the rennet of this eagle is also banor. Omrulai, so Yeshua said, Rabbi Shmuel said back to Yeshua, Im Cain is so, Lomalai Asruha Bahano. If that's the reason why all Venus Akim is Asa, it should be Asa Bahano. Like if you're afraid that they make cheese from an eagle of Avot Chachavim, so this eagle is Zakruvin, it's Asa Bahano. So all the cheese should also be Asa Bahano. And we know the Lachar is only Asa Bahila, not Bahano. So we'll see in the Gemara clearly what the reason why cheese is only Asa Bahila and not Bahano. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, the Silo Dov Racher, they went off to a tangent. They went off to something else. The Rashi says, they really need to say, L'rot L'gal Dover. He did not want to explain the reason why cheese is Asa. This we'll see in the Gemara. He went off to something else. He said like this, Omaloi Yishmoel. So Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Shmuel, Hey Chata Kareya, how do you read this Pasuk? Kitoivim Doidechem Miyoyin, or Kitoivim Doidayich Miyoyin. Is it Loshin the Keva or Loshin Zocher? Rashi says, Kitoivim Doidayich, means Loshin Zocher. Or Doidecha, Loshin the Keva. Vachit Karma, Knesset Yisrael. And as who is saying this? Is Klai Yisrael saying, Yeshikenu Akarz Bach Moshikas to you, that Hashem you should kiss us? Kikach Omeli Toivim Doidechem Miyoyin, like you told us your love is greater than wine. So is it going back to Klai Yisrael is saying this, or is Akarz Bach saying this? Or Maloi, he said back to him, you should read it, Kitoivim Doidayich, that it's Loshin Zocher. Or Maloi, Ein Adava Kain, it's not right what you're saying. Shrei Chaveru, we learn from the next Pasuk, Mlamin will teach us, Allah that it says, L'reach Shmonecha Toivim. So Rashi says, it's not a Loshin Akeva, but it's a Loshin Zocher. Chaveru Mlamin says, Shul Loshin Zocher. Oknesis Yisrael Hidukamra, Saka Kai Yisrael, that's saying this. Lefnei Shchin, in front of Hashem. L'reach Shmonecha Toivim.
Alama Savucha, where Shaykh the name of the Kaver, that cannot be said in the Kaver, to see it's a Lashon Zachar. It's like Chai Yisrael is saying this back to Hashem. Of all this, we'll see in the Gemara. Now we'll take one thing at a time. That's the first Yayin. The Mishnah started off to say that wine is Asa Bano. There's Nisra Yayin Nesach. Minon, how do I know this? The Gemara says, Omar Rabba Baravu, Omar Kordapostik says, Asher Chelev Zivachema Yechelu, Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. That drinking their wine is like a carbon. It's like a Zevach, it says. Zivachema. So, Ma Zevach Asa Bano, just like a carbon that the Goyim bring for their Avoy the Zoro. The carb of the animal is also bano, is af yayinami also bano. If they bring their wine, they pour their wine in front of their avodah zarah, that also makes the wine also bano. As af yayin session, it's nafich, avodah zarah. If you pour the wine in front of the avodah zarah, it becomes also the same way as zevach, a carbon is also. Now, zevach gufa minon, how do we know even a carbon? If you took this animal and you slaughtered it in front of the avodah zarah, how do I know that the carbon now is also bano? It says, "Vayitzmedu lebaal por, vayoychlu zivchem esim." That they brought kabonas there for baal por, and the food they ate is considered of a zevach of a mace. So it has a lacha like a mace. So a korban to an avodah zarah is like a mace. And so ma mace, just like a regular mace. Also bano, we'll soon see how we know this. Is that zevach nami also bano? Any korban that's brought for an avodah zarah has an isser hano. Now mace gufa minol. How do we know even a mace? A dead body, how do I know it's also to have anor from it? You can't rub yourself, it's also banor. So after I learn out from Shom Shom Megla Rufa. Learn it out in Zerah Shava from Megla Rufa. Sivak, it says over here, Vatomas Shom Miriam. Miriam died here. It says Lashon Shom. Look, Sivak, it says over there, Be awful Shom Eso Egla Hagola Benachal. So it says the word Shom there also, Egla Rufa. So Ma'al Ala Nasa Banor, we'll soon see how we know it, is Afkan by a mace. Nami Yosef Bano. But again, for Hossim and Nolan, even over there by Egla Rufa, how do I know the eagle after you chop off the head that the eagle is also Bano? Who said so? Amidrev Yanai, Kaporek Sibba Kodashim. It says by Egla Rufa, that's lost like Kapora, like Kodashim. Just like we know a Korban Kodashim is also Bano, the same way Egla Rufa is also Bano. So therefore a mace is also Bano, therefore Zevach, a Korban is also Bano, and therefore Yayin Nesek is also Bano. That's how we know Midiraisa. If a guy would take wine and pour it in front of his Avodah Zarah, Midiraisa would be also Bano. The Zman Hazel, we'll see later on, it's only Midirabonim. Then, it says, if a guy has vinegar, if at the beginning it was wine by the guy, so he has to be afraid at that time he worshipped the Avodah Zarah with it. So Chiddush is now, even though it changed into vinegar, became sour, still it's also. So the Marpshit, of course, Mishum the Achmet, Pokale Yisurei, just because the wine, the Goyisha wine, the Yayin Nesach, changed into vinegar, is that a reason the Yisra goes off? It's still edible. Why should it go off? What's the Chiddush? Ravashi, Ravashi tells like this, Os Lashmina, come teach us, Os Lashminon, that Chaymet Shalanu, our vinegar, what's going to be if a Jew had good old Kedem wine, and it became vinegar, became sour, and now he gives it, Dear Rav Gichovim, is Zayn Sara Chaysim Otei Chaysim. When you give it over to him, you do not have to have two seals on the bottle. It's enough just to have one seal. Why? Because if you're afraid maybe the guy will take this vinegar and pour it in front of his Avodah Zarah, he will not do it. That's the Chiddush. That Goyim only use wine, good wine, for their Avodah Zarah. But if the wine already turned sour, they will not use it for their Avodah Zarah. That's the Chiddush. You do not have to be afraid. They'll make this Nesach. Let's be afraid that this bottle of wine you gave him, he exchanged it for a different bottle of real wine, or of his vinegar that was once wine. That's the Chiddush Kivadika, Chaisel Matarach, Chumazayim. Since there's only one seal on it, one seal will be enough. Well, that's what you said about how many seals you have to have when you send meat with a guy, or if you send wine with a guy. But here in the case when we're not afraid to be menasek the wine, he has no special taiva to be menasek, because it's not fit anyway. Then it's enough to have one seal. With one seal, it's not worth it for him to go play around and break the seal to change the wine. Change the vinegar. Amar Rav Ila, Shanina, we learned. Yain mavushos, right? Same thing. If a guy first had wine and then he cooked it up, it's still asa bano. Shita. Mishum the yisur pakla yisur, just because he cooked it, should that take off the yisur? Om Ravashi offers me to come teach us again that yayim avut shalanu. If a Jew has cooked up wine, the yad has a cover, now we send it to the guy, and sarah chaisim vtei chaisim. He does not have to have two seals on his bottle. Why? Imishum in suche le menaske. We're not afraid the guy will be monastic worship with it, because they do not use yayim avushum. Yayim avushum ashm is bad, and the guy do not use it. That's the chiddush here. It was a hilkach yayim avush lano year. Yeah. We mishum echlufa, maybe they'll change it around again. Keep with ikach chaisim echad, but tarachim is dying. Since he has